how to choose the right school. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 17. Hi, I'm John Figler, Athletic Scholarship Coach and CEO of RecruitMe, with 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. And this episode, a biggie, something that could help you no matter where you're at in the scholarship journey. Parents, athletes, listen to this together. It's how to choose the right school. A lot of choices out there, and you're going to have to live with the one that you choose. Now, for me, I chose University of Minnesota, my first choice, and I went to the University of Minnesota. Loved it. Had a great experience. I mean, it was awesome, but I realized that I probably wasn't going to compete there. I was a freshman. I made the freshman team, and yet I had indications that probably I was not going to make the varsity team the next year. So had an opportunity to transfer to Indiana University, finished my last 3 years there, and that too was a great experience. A lot of good memories at both schools. But you know what? It would have been nicer if I didn't have to transfer. It would have been nicer if I had made that choice at the beginning that was my final choice. But I didn't. Hey, it all worked out, but it could have saved some grief along the way. So I want to help you as you look through this process and work through it on choosing the right school. Choosing the right school at the outset. My twin sons, they ended up 4 years at the same university. Our daughter, on the other hand, she didn't compete in athletics, but I think she went to 5 or 6 schools before she graduated. And that's okay too. That was part of her journey. But parents, I know your stress level would go down if your kid does not transfer and that school they pick first that you work on together is the right school. Hey, that's not always going to happen. Circumstances change. You can't control the next 4 years and you may have to transfer. That's not a bad thing. But you want to make sure that where you start is indeed the right school and it fits certain criteria. We're going to go through those in this episode. So get your pen and paper out and take notes. But first of all, what I want to talk about is the wrong reasons for a school choice. And this is something, especially I'm talking to the athletes on this, but parents, you listen too. And I've got my top 5 reasons for choosing a particular program that are the wrong top 5 reasons. And here they are. Number 1, and these aren't in any particular order. My mom or dad went there. Or parents, you're saying, I went there. I want my son or daughter to go there. That's not a good reason to choose a school. You're a different person than they are. They have different interests. They have different skill set. They have different academic qualifications, probably. So reason number 1, that's not good. My mom or dad went there. Second reason is they're my favorite team. They are my favorite team. I want to go to fill in the blank university. I know athletes can get really hung up on this. Parents, one of the things that you do, I'm sure, is try to bring a balanced approach. But that interest, my favorite team, I watch them every week. Football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is. I watch them whenever they compete, whenever they play. And that's my favorite team. Bad reason. Bad reason for a school choice. Third thing, and this is kind of, I'll explain. The third poor reason, wrong reason to choosing a particular program or school is this: I like the campus. I like the campus. So maybe you went to visit and you really liked it and that was good. However, that is not the reason for choosing a school, just by the feel of the campus. There are other things that are involved. And I'm not talking about academics and that type of thing, but I'm talking about just, hey, I like the campus and there's no real reason. I like the buildings. They're old. I like the, I love the stadium. I love the stadium. That's not a good reason either. So third one, I like the campus. Wrong reason. 4, this is one that pops up a lot, especially, you know, you're a senior and everybody's making their choices. And you say, as a student athlete, a lot of my friends are going there. A lot of my friends are going there. You got some close friends. You got teammates. You want to go where they're going. You want to have some familiarity. You want friends already built in when you get there. But that's the wrong reason. Just because it's a good fit for them doesn't mean it's a good fit for you. And hey, they may be going for the wrong reasons too, and they may transfer. Number five. Okay. This is for the athlete. You ready? Number five, wrong reason for choosing a particular program is this. I don't want to be far from my girlfriend or boyfriend. Yep, I know. I know that's you want to be close because that's the one you're going to marry. You're absolutely sure right now that's going to happen. Wrong reason number five. Okay, now you may kind of laugh, but that's true. That happens a lot. Those are the five wrong reasons. Now, with those in mind, let's go into the right reasons for choosing a particular program. Oh, before I do that, I meant to say this at the beginning, but I want to make sure if you haven't yet that you've downloaded my 10-point recruiting checklist. This will save you a lot of hassles. It'll keep you on course. It's just 2 pages long, a 10-point recruiting checklist. You can download it really quickly right off my website, recruitme.com or athleticscholarshippodcast.com, either of those places, athleticscholarshippodcast.com, and download the recruiting checklist. You're going to love it. Something to go by, some guidelines there, very specific, as well as good links that you're going to want to take advantage of and be able to do some more research as you work through that checklist. So go get it, athleticscholarshippodcast.com. I got a link to it in my show notes. Okay, five right reasons, good reasons for choosing a school and program. And here it is. One. Now, you don't have to have all five, by the way. Got to have more than one. I would recommend that you have a combination of two or three. Three, hopefully, that this really hits you and you can check it off and say, yeah, that's one of the reasons. The first is this, that they have a strong academic program in my potential major. If you're the student athlete parents, if it's in your son or daughter's potential major, they may not know exactly what it is, but at least there's a strong academic program in their area of skill or interest. You know, student athlete, your athletic career is most likely going to end after college. So think long term. What will carry you into life after college? The knowledge and skills you acquire there. In other words, what you study, what you major in. Man, your job depends on it. Your future depends on it. So make sure there's a good academic program in your potential major. Second right reason is this. There's a spot for me to compete on the team. If there's an opening at your position or specialty, that's a good sign. If the coach expresses to you that he or she sees you competing for that opening, it's an even better sign. It's something you need to look at because you don't want to sit on the bench for a couple years while you wait for your slot to hopefully open up. You got to be able to see that there's a spot for you to compete on the team. So that's the opposite of, hey, it's my favorite team, so I want to compete there, where you may not have a slot to compete on the team. And probably if there's not a slot for you, you won't get a scholarship. Third one. This is the one, athlete, your parents are really concerned with. It's this. It's a wise financial decision. If you receive a full scholarship, then that makes financial sense. Okay. However, in most sports, you won't receive a full ride. There are certain sports that I covered in a previous episode about full ride sports, headcount sports as it's called, or those that give partial scholarship or equivalency sports. So you need to calculate your out-of-pocket expenses after the scholarship and other grants. That's really important. It's got to make wise financial sense. I went into more detail on this in a previous episode What is the net? What are you going to pay? Be wise. Look at the bottom line. All schools have different costs, so add them up. Number four, right reason to choose a particular school. I hear good things about the program. This is important. Do your homework. When I say hear good things, I mean ask current players. Read up on the program. What's the reputation? Go online to do some research. Just Google some things about the program and find out what that reputation is. These are the things that are the intangibles. It's a whole lot different than the bottom line when you're talking about finances. But find out about that program. What are you hearing about the coaching staff? What are you hearing about the culture? What are you hearing about things that make a difference to you as you are looking for a program? So I hear good things about the program. Then there's number five. It's this. The input I receive confirms this is a good choice. This is both for parents and athletes. What I mean by that is you're talking over the program and school from maybe the high school coach or guidance counselor or others who have athletes or students in that school or with that program, others who have gone to school there. Don't make your decision in a vacuum based on you just hope it'll be a good fit. Get confirmations from those you trust, even those that you don't even know. Again, go online, Google it, see what you're finding out. The input that you receive confirms that this is a good choice. As I've run through these things, five bad reasons, five good reasons, this has got to lead to some discussion. Parents, with your son or daughter, athlete, with your parent, go ahead and have that discussion. Talk about these things and have each one weigh in on it. You're making a huge decision for yourself, student, athlete, parent, for your family, for your son or daughter. Huge decision. So you need to have the right reasons when it comes to making a school choice. I want to back up just a second here. I want to talk about school choice. I'm talking about out of the gate, what are those schools, plural, that you're considering that are on your list? I'm not talking about that final school choice just yet, but what are those schools in that the universe of schools that you're looking at? Do you have the right reasons or the wrong reasons for those schools to be on that list? So consider the list you have now, if you have one. What criteria of the right reasons does it meet? How many of these? You can score those schools. Consider that. Or if you haven't started yet, as you're making your list of potential schools that you're looking at, here's those five things once again. One, they have a strong academic program in the student athletes major. Number two, there's a spot to compete on the team. Third, it's a wise financial decision. Fourth, I hear good things about the program. And fifth, the input I receive confirms that this is a good choice. I hope that helps you out as you're considering the program that you're going to end up in, and as you're making your list and perspective as coaches recruit you as a student athlete, you need to recruit the programs as well. The checklist will help you out as you go through this process. The 10-point recruiting checklist, just go to athleticscholarshippodcast.com, download it, use it, print it out, make notes on it, check out the links I have on there. I want you to succeed, so this is a good way to get yourself on the right track. That's it for now. Looking forward to the next episode. What do I got planned here in episode number 18? Episode number 18, 10 Common Recruiting Mistakes. Whew, got that for you coming up. God bless you. Have a great week. And next episode releases next Tuesday.